It's the height of the 90s at the Great Britain Hotel in Richmond, Melbourne. The carpet is sticky, the palmers are hot, and the beer is cold. It's a perfect Sunday, whiling away the afternoon, listening to local blues and roots band Checkerboard Lounge, continuing their long-running residency at the pub. Checkerboard Lounge will be playing at Blues on Broadbeach at the Gold Coast next week. Carl Panuzzo is the founder, singer and drummer, and he remembers those afternoons pretty well. Carl, welcome to you.
Hey, thanks very much, Andy.
What else do you remember about those lazy afternoons? 7 years you spent at the Great Britain, didn't you?
Yeah, 7 years and eventually a seven-hour gig. It started at 3 p.m. and went till 5 when the pub closed, but as they increasingly upped their license to later and later, we just sort of kept playing later and later. People just got into the vibe. It became quite a quite an energetic hub. You know, it started as a very chilled, sitting on the floor, you know, afternoon, and then it would turn into a, you know, a crazy dancing thing. And, you know, eventually we started improvising quite a lot more to the point where we'd often do 4 one-hour sets with just one long song, just, you know, traveling obviously within the realm of the blues and roots as a basis, but it would often get jazzy or a bit psychedelic or, you know, whatever crazy. And at the time, a lot of people would jump up and jam with us as well, just sort of bring a saxophone up or there'd be a spare guitar amp. And it was really a lot of fun. And it was very much an exploration that sort of became a bit of the point of the difference of the band. It became a very live band. Subsequently, we never succeeded recording historically, and touring was a little fraught for many reasons back then. But, you know, we loved the feeling of having this whole combination of people just really bringing such an incredible presence to everything. I remembered at one point in time opening my eyes, from which I used to close my eyes a lot just to sort of getting into things and whatever, and I saw around the room everybody's eyes were shut and everybody was moving, and there was just this beautiful hum that was going on in the whole room. And there really is such an electricity to that sort of experience that's very hard to describe. But I remembered the thought coming to my head, don't break this, don't spoil this, close your eyes and go back there. And that's exactly what we did. So it became a very immersive experience.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. And for 7 hours, I was going to ask how you could play for 7 hours or more, but if you're in a jam, I suppose you get a chance, not so much as the drummer, because you've got to kind of keep the beat, but as the other musicians, you know, rather than your hands getting tired, you can sort of just let the tide carry you along and let that vibe, that sort of beat, that tone just keep you going, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, there doesn't really seem to be an end to music, short of needing to sleep. You know, it's one of those things, and even that can be easily compromised. There's such a command to the force of music that when it's really happening live and you're connecting very well with the people, both the, you know, the other players and the audience, there's sort of it's another sense really that arrives, and so you kind of don't really want to break that unless you really have to.
I gather your band was really shaped by those constraints you mentioned, you know, the feeling of playing live, also the kind of limitations around, well, the pandemic, of course, but your band goes back way before that, 35 years, I think, if I've done the calculations right, which means that you've gone through several different iterations with members, the latest being new bass player Zoe Frater. What changes do new members bring?
That's a great question. You know, there's a sense that every musician brings something interesting to the table. There's no doubt about it. But really, it's about connection and rapport and the ability to listen and respond that makes something different to simply playing with someone over a long period of time, in which case you might develop that rapport and a sense of an intuition together. Zoe Frater is such an incredible musician. She's a composer as well. She brings such a wealth of musical knowledge. You know, she's sort of steeped a little bit in jazz as well, you know, and she's just a very smart cat. But she's also incredibly sensitive, to the point where the first time she played with us, it just felt like she'd always been there. And that's the sort of feeling you don't really get very often. And so between her musicality and her, you know, empathy, I suppose, there's really a sense that oh, I'm really in a comfortable place. It was a bit the same when Shannon Bourne arrived on the scene after, you know, many guitarists. He just sort of really fit the whole feeling of the music. But interestingly enough, as things became more defined over the years, the sense of that open-ended jamming, which was very unhinged and, you know, very hard to pin down, actually became more potent, to the point where we could sort of localize things into stone and create certain songs about them, which meant that we were able to find frameworks that we could still improvise quite highly within, but they actually started sounding like songs rather than just open-ended jams. You know, it's the sort of thing that became less the experience rather the actual product, which is something we never really were able to have while being that open-ended. So, yeah, it's great. Now.
Now, yeah, if you've just joined me on RN Drive, drummer Carl Panuzzo is from Checkerboard Lounge. You can catch them this month. I'll give you some details where you can see them live in just a moment. I read that in 2019 you won a trip to Memphis to record in the famous Sun Studios, home to names like B.B. King and Elvis. You produced the album Sun Sessions from there. Tell me, what's it like travelling to such a birthplace of rock, of rock and roll, and you're sitting up there ready to play the first note, to hit the first drum note. What is that feeling like? It must come with a lot of expectation.
Yes and no. It did, but in reality, we only had 5 hours. And it was an actual accident. This was on the back of the International Blues Competition, which we went over to compete in. And we placed the semi-finalists. It was all pretty neat. But while in Memphis, of course, you do some of the touristy things like going to see the Sun Museum, which in fact we found out wasn't just a museum. It was still a functioning studio. And once the host heard Tim Neal, who is our Hammond organ player, you know, playing on Jerry Lee Lewis's old piano there, he said, you know, this is still a functioning recording studio. Not many people actually know it. We've got 5 hours left on Monday night if you want to come in. And we thought, well, maybe we just get a couple of songs and have an experience. It'd be great. And we ended up with a whole album with a lot of things in one take.
Because this very much like going to Las Vegas and ending up getting married.
Yeah. Nicer, though. So in a sense, we were just a bit, well, look, let's just play some songs and see what happens, you know, and we didn't have much expectation. And I think that probably took the edge off things and the pressure. But at the same time, again, we're so used to playing with each other in a live way that we did it all live, and that amplifies the electricity that is very difficult to capture on a recorded album. And that just happened, and it just sort of kept happening. And so we ended up with, 12 songs. It was great.
We're going to take a listen to Double Standard now. Tell me what we need to know about this one before you go.
Well, look, you know, I'm very interested in the human condition, and there's a lot of hypocrisies that come with being a human. And so I suppose it's a bit of a lighthearted take on looking at some of the less honourable sides of being a human and what we might better do. So there's a brief expletive in there you need to know probably. But
thank you.
Yeah. But again, one of these things that we did live in the studio, this time with Jeff Lang as part of the Roller Coaster album, the follow-up to Sun Sessions. And this was one of those things where we had an idea of the song, but we'd never really played it through. So the idea of then the song being kind of live in the studio, we didn't really have proper arrangements on everything, and we like to keep that electricity alive. What's going to happen? How do we respond? What do we do? So there's a real fun uptake at the end where the outro guitar solo just really ramps up, and it's quite a lot of fun, good energy.
Well, you speak about electricity in your music, and you can really hear it. Looking forward to hearing some more. Drummer and singer Carl Panuzzo is the founder and drummer of Checkerboard Lounge. You can catch Checkerboard Lounge at Blues on Broadbeach. That's from the 16th to the 19th of May, and also on June 9 at the Adventure Festival in Tasmania. Great to talk to you, Carl.
Thanks very much, Andy.
self-saving face, can't think about anyone else. Like a bull at a gate with pompous pride and things, just run and hide. Can't see the big picture while you're stuck up your ass. Lost your moral compass up there too, it's a farce. Call it lip service, but you ain't made a sound. Huff and puff and blow the house down. Drop your double standard, be a man of merit. If you deflect the blame, that's what you inherit. It's true, the apple don't fall far from the tree, but don't deliver your double standard with me. Piss in the morning while you talk about me, being the villain, you the victim, but you're dirty. All guns blazing while you're trying to fix what you smoke and mirror politics. The way you run your mouth is double dutch. I do a double take on how you talk so much. Double trouble, double barrel, double whammy award. I'm doubled over in pain from your double-edged sword. To be a man of merit, if you deflect the blame, that's what you inherit. It's true, the apple don't fall far from the tree, but don't deliver your double standard. Double standard, now drop your double standard. I'm a man of work, trying to figure out how not to be a jerk. You might have reasons, but you can't.